Welcome.
Good day. How are we? Good, Sal.
Good.
Good on you.
Okay, welcome everybody to the July Ordinary Meeting of Council and to our recently arrived guests. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land and like to pay my respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to other community members present. In accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, this Council meeting is being recorded and will be placed on Council's webpage for public information. All present at the meeting are reminded that by speaking, you are agreeing to your view and comments being recorded and published. I'd also like to remind councillors and staff that during all our discussions and deliberations, we should be respectful and mindful of others. We should at all times listen without interrupting and use words that do not personalise an individual, nor should they be offensive in any way. Whilst discussion, debate and an open mind is encouraged, please let us all keep our discussions productive, civil and inclusive. Junie Shire accepts no liability for any defamatory or offensive remarks or gestures during this council meeting. I swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Junee and the Junee Shire Council, that I will faithfully and impartially carry out all the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment. Again, welcome. We have an apology from Councillor Carter.
No, moved.
Move Councillor Callow, seconded Councillor Halliburton. All those in favour? Those against? I'll declare that carried. Somebody like to move adoption of the June minutes? Councillor Halliburton, Councillor Cook. All those in favour? Those against? I'll declare that carried. Do we have any declarations of interest? No? We'll move on then. There being no mayoral minute, we'll go to the General Manager's report. And
I will leave, Mr.
Item one. Yes, Councillor Halliburton.
I'm not quite sure how to say this. May we please move item four up to item one, please, to accommodate the visitors in the room.
Oh, okay. We'll suspend standing orders. Is that you're asking?
Yes, may I,
Councillor Halliburton? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And a seconded Councillor Austin. Okay. All those in favour, I should say. Very good. Thank you. We'll move straight to item four, the Kamaruka Lane development. We've got a recommendation there from staff. You're moving that, Councillor Asmus, and seconded Councillor Callow. Any discussion? Looks like a good development. All right, we're all in favour.
We need to
show of hands for this. So those in favour, I'll declare that unanimously carried.
Good luck.
Well done. You may stay for the rest of the meeting.
The booking start.
Yeah, we're wasting a trip into town.
So you may stay for the rest of the meeting if you wish, but I can't guarantee it'll be entertaining.
But it'll be riveting.
Stay for a while, leave when you like. See local government in action. Okay, someone like to move resume standing orders, Councillor Asmus, seconded Councillor Knight. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried. We'll go back to item one. We've got a recommendation there. Somebody like to move that, Councillor Callow and Councillor Cook. Any discussion? I'll put that. Those in favour, those against, declare that carried. Item two, Council Investments and Bank Balances. Councillor Clinton and Councillor Halliburton, I believe. Sorry, Councillor Austin, you're just a little slow. Not that I'm saying you're slow all the time, sir. Any, all those in favour, those
can
against,
I'll
declare that
carried. Can I just elaborate
carried
on this, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, the Acting General Manager would like to just give us a little bit more background on this.
You'll notice, councillors, that we're carrying an artificially high amount of cash at the moment. That's because a lot of grants have been paid in advance, particularly our financial assistance grants of about $3.7 million and Old Kuta Road grant for construction of that of about $2.6 million, River Road about $800,000 and the library grant for the refurbishment of about $300,000. So that's why they're so low, although we are in a better financial position than we have been in the past. So that's, I just wanted to...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's not going to muck us up down the road, is it? It sort of all works itself out eventually.
No, it's not. Yeah, and we've got the bonus with the interest rates going up and our investments being fairly short term. We've been able to take advantage of interest rates, which is a few hundred thousand dollars that we wouldn't normally get.
Excellent. Three and six months instead of two and a half.
So, yeah, pretty good to be nimble and able to take advantage of that.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you, Luke. All right, we'll move on to item three. We've got a recommendation there from the staff. Councillor Asmus is moving. Councillor Knight, I believe. Any discussion? Councillor Halliburton.
Through you, Mr Mayor. I would like to see the street numbering be more distinctly seen, perhaps 9 inches by 9 inches square or something. So
I think there's probably a standard even for rural addressing, councillor, so we could perhaps stick with that.
Just a lot larger so that it can be easily seen from the 100 kilometre per hour road.
Very good.
Onto which the 5910 fronts, Gundagai Road fronts,
thank you.
That's all.
Any other questions on that one? I've actually got one for our planner, just regarding the screening and the visual appearance of the proposed structure. I just wonder whether you might elaborate a little bit more on that and just satisfy us it's not going to stand out like the proverbial
Botox.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you. Yeah, as far as I understand, it'll be just a standard colour bond fence to tie in with what's existing on the site. And there's probably some provision there that we could require some landscaping. I know that they've indicated that they have the space available to do that. So if that is something you'd like us to add in, we could look at doing that.
Okay. Will it be... is it a shipping container style thing, or is it something a little bit more shapely?
No, it's a purpose-built... transportable structure. It's not a shipping container. It's not a mine site donger. It's one of these low cost sort of transportable buildings, I guess you'd call it.
Pitched roof, flat roof. Do we know?
It has got a pitched roof, but it's not very pitched.
No. Okay, a low pitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Small.
All right. Yeah, I just a little bit concerned it's that close to the road and. I guess if we've got a 1.8 metre fence and a 2.7 metre structure, something might be done to ameliorate the look, as you alluded to, the precedent of, you know, creeping on the front building line. So anyway, just a couple of thoughts. Okay, any other questions? All right, and this again is a planning matter. We need to see your hands, councillors. So all those in favour, those against, I'll declare that carried. Thank you. We'll move on to... item five, Councillor Clinton, you're moving, and Councillor Callow, I think, is seconding. Thank you. Any discussion? I'll put that. Those in favour, those against, I'll declare that carried. Item six, draft weed control and management plan. Thank you, Rowan, by the way. Somebody moving item six. Sorry, Councillor Clinton and Councillor Cook. Any discussion? I'll put that. Those in favour, those against, declare it carried. Item seven is the Local Roads Congress. We'd like to move that one. Councillor Callow and Councillor Austin, I think. Any discussion? I'll put that. All right. Those in favour? Those against? Okay. All in favour, I believe, yes?
Sorry.
Very good. Okay, we'll move on to committee reports. So the Junishire Advisory Committee report. Someone would like to move... we adopt that, Councillor Cook and Councillor Clinton. Any discussion or questions on that one? I'll put it. Those in favour, those against, I'll declare carried. The Audit Risk and Improvement Committee report. Move Councillor Clinton. Seconded Councillor Knight. Any discussion? I'll put that.
Only from the point of view of the comment in there that says there is no councillors with voting rights. On it, I'm presuming that's just part of the new structure, and whoever is appointed will have voting rights.
That'd be your understanding, Mr. Taberner?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Yes, it is my understanding. These requirements aren't due to be in place until the 1st of July 2024.
Okay.
So for your next meeting, which will be due in November, it'll be the same as usual. The councillors will have voting rights, but for whatever reason, the Office of Local Government have decided. Then on that, there won't you won't have we won't have voting rights. Councillors won't have voting rights.
Interesting.
Which is a bit ridiculous.
Luke and I had a chat about this morning, and, you know, the feeling is that it might be more geared for, you know, some of these inner city councils where they are a little challenged with their interests in property and so forth. At least everybody out here seems to wear their heart on their sleeve, but, yep, so thank you.
That's why. Yep.
Right. Have I taken a vote on this one?
No.
Right, those in favour, those against, declare that carried. So we've got down to delegates' reports. The RRL, Councillor Halliburton, you're moving.
Yes.
As our library representative, more than appropriate. Councillor Callow's seconded. Anything to note, Councillor Halliburton?
No, I've already reported.
Very
on
good.
This, and the next one is coming up in October or November or sometime.
All right, thank you. All right, could I put that? Those in favour, those against, I'll declare that carried. We've got the RIVJO report, Riverina Joint Organisation. The mover, please. Councillor Asmus and Councillor Clinton, I think. We'll put that. Those in favour, those against, declare that carried. Re-Rock, a mover, please. Councillor Halliburton, Councillor Knight. Any discussion? It's all going smoothly now that we've got over the RIVJO Re-Rock sort of hump.
Perfect.
I'll put that, those in favour. Those against, declare that carried. No notices of motion, et cetera, et cetera. I think we're down to the information booklet. Anyone got anything they'd like to ask out of that one? No? Yep. Mr. Tabiner.
Just a note, Mr. Mayor, there are pretty favourable usage statistics for the library and JJ Rack. I thought they were pretty good. So. And pretty good reading, really.
And the Athenaeum too, the Athenaeum, I must say. Yeah. So you know, hats off to the staff for getting that going.
Yep.
Councillor Clinton.
Yeah, look, I notice under the development complying subdivision development determinations, DA 2023/18, they talk about a subdivision of 80 Lawn Street Uni. 80 Lawn Street Uni, according to the mapping software, is 726 metres in size. How do we subdivide a block that size without it coming through the full council?
Might have to take that on notice, I think.
Take it on notice.
With that, in the absence of our
It's the Hart and Bray building.
Yeah, you know, look at the building and say, well, how do you subdivide that? But no, just
take it on notice, but
thanks.
I can't. I've got a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So I can't
certainly
talk about that. So, but we'll get some.
That's a good question. Good question.
So we'll get some.
Yep. Good pick up, Councillor. Thank you. We'll have someone other than Mr. Hart here investigate that one.
Oh, that's right, Hart and Bray.
He said you're not quick.
Okay. Any other questions from the information booklet, councillors?
Nope.
No? All right. Somebody like to move that we move into the confidential part of the meeting?
Sure.
Councillor Halliburton, Councillor Cook, all those in favour? As against, declare it carried. We'll ask our guests to leave. Thank you for staying for the entertainment.
Thank you.
Good luck. But just wait for the recording equipment to go off, Councillor. Thanks. We're off. Hey, welcome back from the confidential section, councillors. Move that we adopt the recommendations from the committee, Councillor Cook and I believe Councillor Austin. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried. Would you like to read the recommendations, please, Mr. Acting General Manager?
Okay, the recommendations are that Council, pursuant to Section 713 and other relevant sections of the Local Government Act 1993, implement a sale of land for overdue rates for properties listed in this report by way of public auction at a time and place to be determined. Two, that Council approve the option of this Section 713 sale to be undertaken by an external specialist, where under delegation of the General Manager, a specialist may be appointed to administer the sale process on Council's behalf. Three, that a further report is to be provided outlining the details of the Section 713 sale, confirming the sale date and appointed parties assisting in this regard. that being external specialist, the real estate agent and or the auctioneer. Number four, that council authorises council staff and other relevant parties to proceed with the requirements of section 713 land sale for properties listed in this report as required under the Local Government Act 1993 and the Local Government General Regulation 2005. Five, that council delegates authority to the general manager discretion as to what properties may be withdrawn from the sale into the future prior to the set date for auction, and a consideration that properties have had all rates and charges, current, overdue, interest and legal fees paid in full, or where other extenuating technical or legal circumstances exist. Number six, that council does not accept any approach by the landowners to consider arrangements for repayment of outstanding rates and charges over time. No arrangements will be entered once the sale process has commenced. And finally, seven, that council authorises the execution of contracts and transfer documents pertaining to the property specified in the body of the report under its common seal.
Thank you, Mr. Tabiner. That being the close of business, I guess we'll declare the meeting
closed
at 5:25. A very speedy meeting.
Well done.
Four.
4:55.
4:55. My apologies.
It goes like that.